Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, President Donald Trump kicked off a rally for his 2020 campaign yesterday in Florida. During the 76-minute speech, the president denounced his rivals, evoked the dark messaging and personal grievances that animated his 2016 victory. He also announced his new slogan, Keep America Great. And once again, we were treated to attacks on the media.
Well, that's right. Look, this is a group of sayings that this president thinks will get him through. Got him through the first time. He thinks it'll get him through this time. I keep seeing his face, and I keep seeing the bulldog approach that he has. And what's more, I watch the people in the stands behind him, who, of course, have been handpicked to be behind him. And they are there. They're just yelling and screaming. It reminds me of times long ago, but let's leave that alone. You know, Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, has now come out with a new statement in which she says that these camps on the border, which give no rights to anybody and, you know, and their children in these places, are in fact, you know, reminiscent of the camps that the Japanese put together, the concentration camps that the Japanese put together. And it is now a question of where, as we meet the sign in the road, you know, David in the old days used to watch these Westerns with Hoot Gibson and the other guys. And in the end, they always came to three ways that they went in the road, and each of the heroes went down a different road. Well, now we have that here. We have a road that this democracy, Republican democracy, can either go down or not. We can go towards fascism, or we can, in fact, reclaim the democracy. And I'm going to tell you, an awful lot of people are hepped up about this one. Amy Klobuchar said yesterday that she thought that the American Democratic Party would not have a lack for spirit in this election. And I suspect that's right. An awful lot of people are going to be going out. Now, on the president's side, and there's a great deal he's doing that I think is really reprehensible. But on the president's side, he's got something going for him, and that's the economy. The economy keeps going. He will do well. At least he'll do better. We know that all the polling is now showing him seriously behind almost all of the Democrats. And that doesn't mean much because, as we know, the polls had Hillary Clinton as the president of the United States. So, David, I think what's happening here is that we are at a point now in history where this country can go one of two different directions. And we know what the president wants. On the other hand, there's a whole class of people in this country who thinks that this is the way to go.
The president also thinks the way to go is to deport millions of undocumented immigrants starting next week. That seems to run in the face of ICE, who says that number really isn't reachable.
Well, when he doesn't get what he wants, as he did yesterday with the acting Secretary of Defense, he gets rid of them. You know, if they're not willing to go with what his articulations are, he doesn't really much care. He just fires them. He did that on his television program. He's doing that now. We've gotten to the point where there are so many actings in the administration, and the actings has quotes around them, that they can't get anybody confirmed. It's all irrelevant to him. This president is living in a place that many people think is not a real place.
New York became the 13th state this week, Alan, as we spoke about, to let undocumented immigrants get driver's licenses. Now comes the battle. Erie County Clerk Michael Mickey Kearns, former assemblyman, took his first legal step to fight the new state law. He sent a letter to Erie County's attorney's office seeking legal representation. "I will not be granting driver's licenses to illegal immigrants," he wrote.
We saw this when it was a question of gay marriage, in which a few people decided that they weren't going to go along. They did, of course. I think it's a good political stance for this guy to say that. And I say good, I don't mean that I approve of it. I mean, that's what he's doing, and we know why he's doing it. But in this state, it's a very risky move for the legislature and for the governor, because what it does suggest is that if you're illegal or undocumented, you can come into this country and you can get a driver's license. I think it's a great idea. We don't want people running around on the roads who are out of control. We want to have people who have licenses and who had to stand for them. I suspect that there are an awful lot of people who agree with Cuomo that once you have this list of people who are undocumented, you're also going to have the risk of having the feds come along and grab it. And that gives them a roadmap. It's dangerous. I'm for it. But on the other hand, I think there are risks.
Speaking of risk, from the Washington Post, after warning to Iran some question aggressive U.S. policy, Mike Pompeo has warned that any attack by Tehran or its proxies resulting in a single American casualty will generate a counterattack. This is from U.S. officials. The Department of Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan could further sideline the Pentagon, of course, which sought to reduce the potential for hostilities.
Well, David, this is a dangerous game, no two ways. This idea that we're going to start sending troops over there, it just takes a spark, and then it happens. I remember the old folk song about it was all about the Battleship of Maine, and the whole concept of what they need is an excuse to go, and what this president thinks he needs is a dog to wag. Now, do I think he's adamant about getting us into a war? I do not. Nevertheless, I think this is very dangerous ground, because anything could happen.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Alan, always great to talk to you.
And thank you, David. I always love talking to you in the morning.